I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hello!
Hey. Why are there weird blue lines around?
What?
That's weird.
Mine have blue lines.
Huh. There's a new...
What?
Audacity.
I know. Yours isn't weird, is it? Is it doing the right thing?
It kind of is, but it's doing... Well, it's probably fine.
Okay. Let's hope it isn't anything great today.
hopefully not, because now, like, when I hit record on Audacity, it's doing this thing where it's like... Blue lines.
Hopefully it isn't good.
Hopefully this isn't good. I guess that's what we'll just hope for.
Yep, we can hope for the worst.
I'm hoping this sucks. That's what I do. Every day I throw open the front door and a bunch of birds fly out from behind me and the clouds part. I'm like, hopefully this doesn't suck.
Yep, that's your entrance into your day.
Yeah.
Why do you always have birds at night?
I don't know. I don't know where they come from or where they go.
Mysteries, mysteries.
Yeah, it's just one of those nature's mysteries there that I just don't know. No one can explain. Scientists have been searching for ages for where birds come from, and they can't find out.
Where birds come from? Is that what you said?
Where birds come from, yes.
come from their moms.
I mean, we know about the birds and the bees, but then no one ever explains separately birds and bees.
What about the birds and the fleas?
Yeah, there's that too.
It's the more menacing. Like, it's not.
For that matter, the father, volcanoes. Explain yourself.
Yeah, you can make entire islands out of a volcano.
They just shit islands from Earth zits.
Earth?
That's what's going on there.
Earth zits.
Imagine if when you had a zit on your face and it, like, leaked, if it made more face. Like a face cano.
Ew, no.
A volcano.
Oh.
Yeah, like pizza face would eventually become Craig Facerson.
Ugh.
Craig Fergaface.
That's just a subject that I can't.
Facealicious.
Oh. Well, that sounds like a rapper.
Yeah. Like that Future guy, except possibly talented.
Or The Weeknd.
Yep.
I still want him to change his hair. I'm waiting for him to just change his hair.
Oh, God, what is that?
Just change your hair.
Is it just because, like, he's good looking and he's talented, so he's just like, my hair can look like a turd that's surfing?
Yeah, we've talked about how dumb his turd hair looks. But he still isn't changing it. Every time he makes an appearance, still the hair!
He defies you to defy him.
I know. Oh, I think he's defiling his own look.
Yeah, I think he's defy ant.
How could you?
He's defy moose.
Defy moose?
Yeah, because he defies moose, but a moose is also big.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jokes. Jokes? You know, it's a good thing he was there to support that guest appearance by Future. Because
Kind of like when Beyonce and whatever came on the Super Bowl for Coldplay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see it yet. I have it recorded, and I've seen a couple skits from that episode.
You know, Future got in a few raps here and there.
if you will.
But it appeared to be... It definitely wasn't Christmas with the amount of rapping that was done. I'll tell you that much. And then you had The Weeknd come in and basically carry the performance, so it's kind of like,
he's so good!
The Future is so the Future, he's not even performing now.
It's meta.
It's meta. You'll never get to see him perform, because he's always the Future.
What?
What a scam. I'm gonna come back as the past, and I'll just be a racist guy who sits there and looks at you racist. Like, I don't even have to say anything. I'll just look at you, and you feel like I'm judging you and hating at you.
We haven't done it in a really long time.
Given me money for no reason.
Urban Dictionary.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes it more of like an oddity.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Okay.
Urban Dictionary theme song.
5 second rule of texting.
Right.
By Piledriver 10,000.
Okay.
I think his name is more interesting than the actual word or, you know, phrase. Okay. Do you have...
Yeah.
Do you know... Do you even have a hint as to
5 second rule
mean?
Of texting?
Yeah. Do you have a hint as to what it could mean?
Jason,
just give it a good guess. I know it's very restrictive.
I don't know. So,
well,
just wait
wrong.
5 seconds.
Okay, I got it. I got
so
it.
So you don't
okay.
say something racist. That's what I do.
That should be. That should be like a 5 minute rule.
Like,
email,
Jason,
or
why
five
do
minute
you
rule to social media?
Jason, why do you pause for 5 seconds before responding verbally to any conversation that is aimed towards you?
One, your voice cracked, and two, I like where you're going with this because that's true. That would be
no
so
reason.
Funny.
I'm
so
not thinking racist
so...
thoughts for five seconds while I'm silent.
No
like
one
just then, there's no reason
you.
At all. Black people.
If you literally had a pause and someone asked, you could just say, oh, I was just trying not to say something racist. I like that. I like that.
And then I also like have that. A necklace that's like a black bear paw around my neck. And then when people say, like, what's all this waiting and this bear paw? I was like, that's my non-racist pause. And I wasn't thinking anything racist during those 5 seconds just then again while that joke wasn't landing.
Okay, so the 5 second rule of texting is, as defined, the rule stating a double text is okay as long as the second text message is sent within 5 seconds of the first. So, in a sentence, I double texted Shelly, but it was okay because I used the 5 second rule of texting. Is this what it's come to?
So, wait, in theory, you could just, like, if you really like a girl... And you're afraid of over texting? Then, as long as you just keep a steady stream of texts emitting to her in under 5 second intervals, then you're cool. Is that what I'm to understand? I think I found a loophole in social logic here, where as long as I send a text every 4 seconds to someone I'm trying to impress, I'm being cool.
Yeah, that's not it. So.
Yeah, well, that I mean by technical. Parameters. I think I've nailed it.
I think you got it. Good for yay! Insert applause.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The crowd goes wild.
Yeah.
Hey, have you caught sure up do. On the show Baskets yet?
Hell no.
Well, I read last night, like during the commercial, it said that if you get the app FX Now, that you should be able to watch Baskets. So look into it because you need to watch it. And like I said, they got renewed, so there's going to be even more gooder stuff.
Yeah. I'll download that app.
Yeah. Hey, how's your dating life?
Oh, it's great. Tinder is just on fire.
Stop. You're not actually
for other
Tinder,
people.
For other
yeah,
people.
But...
Nice.
Yeah. You know I'm. Dating my calendar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, not even that, really. I'm not even that, like, into my calendar.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I
hey,
don't update
have you
it
heard
very
anything
often.
Back from the people when you went to Colorado?
No.
Oh.
Bunch of stoners.
Man, damn it.
Probably all just hit a bong and forgot.
And then they all, like, know that it's okay because you're like, well, yeah. Like,
yeah.
You can't even be mad because you're like, I get it.
I get marijuana.
Sad, slow world, yeah. Did you learn anything new when you were down there? Like, instead of, like, not just, like, the dispensaries, and not just, like, did you learn any new, like, lingo, or did you, know what I mean? Did you learn anything?
No.
Oh.
Pretty much no.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe that's my problem. No, I'm perfect.
Okay,
the problem was other people.
Okay, yeah, they're the worst.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one more Urban Dictionary.
Terrific.
Gribble nibbits.
Is this another a new slang for dingleberries?
It's simply calling someone a dirty a dirty cunt in a British accent.
Wait, that's how it comes out? They invented the word cunt. That doesn't... Wait, what?
Yeah, so they reinvented it as gribble nibbits. But I don't see how...
It doesn't seem like a replacement.
It doesn't. I don't even know that I like it, but I do think it's cute. They, I mean, you can say dirty gribble nibbits.
Like, it just goes to show you... It goes to show you, though, how disconnected people are from... Like, even that. That's like a... That's like entrepreneurship of language, and it failed on the launch pad. Because some guy's like, what word do we need to replace? Oh, cunt. We use it all the time. It's perfect. There's no problem with cunt. You cunts want to replace cunt. Oh, okay. It's a cunty idea. But
okay.
We'll cunt with it. But it's one syllable. It's half a syllable, that word. And they replace it with four, and then they put dirty in front of it for a total of six. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense at all. But, of course, some millennial, some transgender millennial is like, oh, scribbly squibbits. It replaces cunt. Great. All right. Well, I did my job. I grossly inflated logic once again. I attached a bunch of tassels and sequins.
Oh, if you put tassels or sequins on anything, Jason, honestly, even I'll fall for it.
It's like some guy was going into battle with a Beretta. And then this kid came up. He's like, hold on a second now.
Now, give it a minute.
Got some curly cues, a couple, like, how about these laser sights and some colors. I got a couple attachments here. And look, this thing's four times as big now. And it doesn't work. Go ahead. Enjoy. And then the guy just gets lit up, turned into a piece of Swiss cheese, holding on to this thing.
Oh, wow.
That didn't do nothing.
Well, I was like on AFV the other day. No, it wasn't AFV. It was Tosh.0. I get the two mixed up all the time. Anyway, one's family friendly and one is not. On Tosh.0, there was two guys, like, they're out in the woods getting ready to shoot a sawed-off shotgun. And his friend's like, no, man, don't hold like that. And he's like, I got this. And then he shoots it, but he's, like, holding it by his face and then aim, like, and it just boom. He probably lost, like, all teeth and busted his nose.
Wait, so he was holding it in front of his face?
Yes. To aim it. A sawed-off shotgun.
Wow.
I didn't even want to see the aftermath. And afterwards, the camera, like, went down a little bit, so you couldn't see him, and he's like, and his friend was just like, oh, man. I was like, oh, my God, I don't even want to know. Don't even want
to
know.
Wait, so it was just a random video, you said?
Yeah. It was like, they were just addressing, like, the stupid people.
Okay, yeah. I found the video, but I'm not going to watch it, because... I don't feel like I want to see that either. But
no, you see it. You don't see the aftermath, which is good. That's what I'm glad. They don't show it. But they show him shoot it, and then boom. Okay, yeah. Okay. I said I only had two urban dictionaries, but I have one more.
Ah, what an urban dictionary move.
I know. I'm sorry. Okay. The word is andric.
Andrew. Sorry, my cat's doing something funny after the silence.
This is posted by Jonathan Harker. It's called Andric.
I don't like this word already.
Usually a man who can give you a massive erection just by looking at you. He's not gay. He's just fabulous. And then it says, okay. OMG, I looked at Andric. Now I'm hard. I don't know what that means, but I just like that it says he's not gay. He's just fabulous. That's my favorite part of the whole thing.
I feel like that example would never be said, because that was said with so much, like, the sentence structure was so much zeal that it's not, like, abashed. It's unabashed.
Oh, that's where they got it. I get it.
It has not been abashed.
This hasn't been bashed at all.
Abashulated.
Abashulated.
Yeah. Unabashulated. These unabashulated viewings. No, if there's gonna be an Andric, then, like, you're either gonna use that word and be like, oh man, or you're gonna use that word not knowing what it means, because you wouldn't use that word and you're gonna be uncomfortable about it.
I agree.
Or you're just gonna say, man, that twink just gave me a full rager. I want to go into the closet with him and just
nail him. Yeah, that's the word that you would go to. Yeah.
Yeah, like there's. I don't think that sentence, that example exists. It's a middle ground that doesn't exist. So you're either all on board, or you don't even know where the pirate ship is, where the butt pirate ship is sailing. You never even heard of a plank. You want no business with this plank, this butt pirate plank.
Hey, what's that?
Pirate business.
My can't have.
Yeah, this gay pirating all the way to the poop deck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Oh, speaking of gays, okay, so today I was, Everett had a bowling field trip for school.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah and I, she had the day off, so we went and got coffee and rode together and went to the bowling field trip.
Saying bowling field, and it's like I hear bowling field first. I'm like, we went to the bowling field trip.
And therein lies the problem. Jason's brain malfunctions between words and the wrong.
My brain will snap off words and sentences into irrelevant phrases, and then I'll start thinking about that instead of what you were trying to explain. So I'm over here thinking about bowling in like a harvested cornfield and how that would work and what the balls would look like, how the pins would reset if there was a machine did it.
Yeah, Jason's already like at least 3 weeks out on his thoughts.
I'm this close to setting down a business proposal in front of you and you haven't even finished your sentence.
Your sentence. Sentence.
I'm not even finishing the word sentence.
Sentence.
Yeah.
Well, I
it's an unfinished sentence.
Sentence. Well,
I sentence you to death.
Well, his class was at the end of the lot, like all the other whatever, and then there was a gap of a few lanes, and at the other end of the lane were a bunch of old people. Well, then I started seeing all the people that were showing up, and they looked like 87% old lesbians, and it was amazing.
Nice. Oh,
man. I mean, literally.
They're coming with wrist guards.
They did! They had their own bags and wrist guards. No,
probably three each, a minimum. Three balls each, ironically.
None of them were wearing bras. All of them looked short, butchy haircuts. All. Even if they weren't gay, they had the haircut.
Yeah. They're aggressively not wearing bras. Yeah, they're wearing bras in a way. They're like, I hate having boobs.
This is 9 a.m. on a Tuesday. Like, they needed to bowl now.
these bulls need to bowl.
Well, yeah.
Or these bull dykes.
Well, and it's funny because for the last 40 minutes, they changed it to, like, cosmic bowling, like, put the lights and all that stuff on, but only where the kids were, not over there, because the lesbians were.
I would love to see, though, if the cosmic bowl came out and you saw, like, the slutty club rat come out of each one of because they're all women, you know, still, even though they may have testosterone.
Yeah,
like,
they're still women.
There's still a core of women. It would be funny if, like, just the strobing light and the black light and the music and everything, they all just started drinking like apple martinis and dancing. It's like, oh, look at that. They can't help it. But I don't think that's the case, really.
I don't think it is.
An insensitive comment to make.
No, it is. It is. Entirely.
As usual.
Well, when I... wouldn't expect anything else. Well, funny...
I'd be offended if you didn't offend me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what? What did I do?
What did I do? reference a character that nobody alive knows. Sorry, go ahead.
It does make me think, though, that because, you know, as you age, they do say that you have less and less estrogen, which is why a lot of women, like, they kind of lose their sex drive.
You have less testosterone, too. You just get less of the juicy bits.
They get more testosterone, less estrogen. You start to get billy goat hair.
We all become a dry piece of toast.
But you wonder, because a lot of women, like, to get either their sex drive back or to balance their hormones, they'll go to, like, a holistic doctor and they'll get, like, estrogen shots. You wonder if maybe later in life there are more lesbians because of the testosterone shift, and maybe they're like, this is just easier.
Yeah.
Because then I can bowl, apparently.
Yeah. In field. I would say so, and I don't know.
We need more research.
Conversely, I don't think there are more gay dudes, because I think dudes, the prostate just falls out and they just don't give a shit.
I think it does. I think you're just like super effeminate for so long, and then your balls of it, you're right, they just bottom out. They're done.
Yeah, it just falls out like a transmission out of a car eventually. It's like, fuck it. I mean, don't fuck it.
Just leave it.
Leave it out.
I don't need it any longer.
I don't need it, Tuli.
Oh, don't pick it up, Tuli.
Go away, Tuli.
Tuli.
Yeah, no, that's the name of the prostate transmission. His name is Joe.
I can also be Jude.
Joe.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't need me testicles.
I mean, obviously, because like when you're a teenager, that's when nature is trying to get you to get everyone preggers. And so that's when everyone's at their... that's when everyone's at their most polarized, like women are most women and men are most men.
That's true, and like you missed it.
Yeah. Well, everybody, I mean, if you think about it though, we're designed to miss it now.
Oh.
Well, I don't feel, because look at the people who didn't miss it. They're around everywhere now. They have families that suck.
Oh my God, when your voice cracks, no more. It's
right.
Over.
Well, in any event, there are families that are broken because they didn't miss the window, and I don't know if that's a great alternative.
Yeah, wait. That's not funny.
Most of the people.
Like before, when they had like a farm and like they could actually do work, now it's like children have been made to feel so useless until they're 18, and even still, they're not ready. So, yeah.
And by then, they've probably accidentally gotten themselves pregnant.
Yep.
And the cycle begins again, except with a year knocked off it, so it's even dumber next time.
Except like that one mentor that helped. Just that one.
That one guy.
Everybody's got to hope for that one guy.
That one out of 100 who's not actually a pedophile.
Exactly. Numbers. It's a numbers game.
It probably is.
You just throw your babies at the mentor program.
There you go.
And hope they don't get fondled.
At the wall of mentors.
Oh, great. Yeah, I had a good one.
It's not as good as it sounds. The wall of mentors.
Yeah, you gotta look a little deeper.
Or not. Or just go elsewhere. You know, just raise your kids yourself.
Hey, there's a clue.
Well, actually, I think that's the reason we're supposed to have, like, you're supposed to have, I think 4 or 5 chitlins. And I think the ratio is more like 2 daughters, 1 or 2 daughters and a few sons. Cause you just have like daughters. It's like, yeah, you know, like all right, they can get pregnant. Good. And then sons, which one's not retarded? Okay. I want that one. Like, I think that's the ratio. You have 2 good daughters and 3 sons to choose one that's not an idiot from. And then that's the one you train to be you.
Well, we've already figured that out. You just haven't had kids yet.
No, well, yeah, I'm going to, but I'm waiting until I have money. And no, literally, like, I don't want to have kids if they're going to be retired. If they're going to instantly retired.
Retired.
They're going to be retired.
Hey, weren't you going to save your money and try to go to Australia?
Australia.
Australia.
Well, I would like to.
It looks like George is like has like a resort or something now on Daintree. Did you see that?
Well, I haven't seen it, but I think it's Papua New Guinea.
Looks like he's doing neat things.
Or somewhere around. No, he was. He's expanding operations. He's probably just.
My dick is out.
Really? My dick is out. He's probably just busy because I did email him and I said, hey, you know, like the basic scenario is if you've got enough money to pay for a ticket for me out there, I'll just live and work.
Oh, yeah.
There. I don't like. I wouldn't want that to... I don't know. That's not plan A. If he wants to do that, that's fine.
No, it's not plan A. You do sound like a freeloader.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'd like to save up to get out there, but I still have this, like, hole of debt that I'm
in the bottom of.
I'm surprised you could... Well, not just the government, just in general. Like,
oh, yeah.
All over the place. So, like, I'm surprised that, like, my voice is even reaching this microphone because I'm so far away in a hole.
I'm actually throwing my voice like a grasshopper.
Yeah, I'm throwing it like a handful of rocks. Just a little bit at a time and clumsily and skipping my voice across the surface of lakes.
Yeah, it's not so good. It's for shit.
Yeah, it is that.
Not so good.
It is. For shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you getting any, like, after talking to Jocelyn and going to Seattle and getting all your stuff, are you starting to settle down and getting some more freelance work, or pretty much everything's the exact same?
There's a couple job irons, a couple gyrons in the fire.
Mm-hmm. Gyrons.
Yeah.
It sounds really close to giant.
But it sounds like something like you would, something you would visit in Ireland. It would be, like, similar to a geyser, but maybe a geyser... that just shot air and four-leaf clovers. Oh, oh my. Gonna go check out that gyren. Go visit the gyrens.
Oh, yeah, they sound like a nice family.
And it's just like a hole in the ground that farts leprechauns.
Now that's something I'd like to see. There we go.
Yeah. Yep, but the problem is it shoots the leprechauns so high that they can't survive the fall and impact.
Well, yeah, the what?
I'll give you that one. I I need to hydrate. I feel like I need to hydrate.
Oh, God. Every time I need to hydrate. Love it.
Yeah, whatever. I'm gonna go Roscoe in the corner.
And the gay accent.
I'm gonna get all in your face, be like, shut up! And then I'll just go, like, curl up in the corner. Like, that's what Roscoe. WWRD, what would Roscoe do?
Oh, man. He's got some good ones lately. I bet. Him a video.
As the tangle of his subconscious is wending its way through life.
It is. It's pure entertainment at every turn.
Oh, no.
And sometimes just when he's playing by himself, the stuff that tumbles out of his brain is just amazing.
Yeah, no, do record and catalog, because that's your weird nut. He's the Emery. Well, he's the Holland. He's got the Holland blood or whatever the hell. It was Holland, because it came from mom's part of the family.
Yeah, like, the South African part. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the weirdo line. I love it.
I love that one. That one, there is a part of it. That's what we're talking about today. We're at the bowling alley, and Sarah and I get along real well. And the PE teacher, she came up and introduced, because we hadn't met her before. We just emailed letting her know we were going to go on the field trip. And she said, oh, I want to get a picture of the parents with their kids that showed up to the field trip, you know, for our little scrapbook thing. And I said, that's great. And then she said, oh, you two are friends? She's like, yeah, you guys need to stay friends. She's like, me and my best friend, you know, we're weird. And I was like, yeah, we're weird. Basically, finding your best friend or finding really close friends is just finding everyone's weird. You just have to find your weird. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that really was...
you have to find your weird.
Well, that was a very good... that makes the movie Deadpool that much more relevant, because that was... basically, that was the whole thing about that movie. Like, the personal side of the story was all about that. Well, you have that to look forward to. That tie-in.
I do.
When you're watching that movie, you'll hear that heartwarming. You're and you'll think back. Oh, it is about people finding their own people.
That is so saccharine.
And by their own people, I mean the right color and religious heritage. Because that's what's most important. Yeah, white is right. Black does crack.
Black don't crack.
Well, but they inhale crack.
Oh, they're so messy.
In this case. No.
In this specific case.
They're not the right color.
There's no gods. Damn it, Jason.
Well, I don't know. That's the way, just to bring things full circle. Well, maybe we didn't start this one, but Donald Trump is racist, and too many people agree. And
I know.
I think Donald Trump isn't the right color. You're not supposed to be orange with, like, white highlights around your eyes and mouth.
There was a makeup artist the other day. She trumped herself out.
Oh, yeah.
It was so good. I'm about to find it. Hey, did you get the picture of the Mighty Builder I sent to you?
Leathered her skin by decades. Well, you text things to me.
Yeah, I have to.
You can send it via Skype.
I'm on my phone. They don't have it on my computer.
The second one is very disturbing. I know he's like showing, like, both of them, I guess he's pantsed himself. It's like,
yeah,
he's showing us his muscles, but if anybody else posed like that, you wouldn't get the same, you know, sort of like professional reaction. It'd be like, if I was like, hold on, check out what I just had for lunch today, and then I posted a picture of like that next to a table, and it was me. It's like,
yeah, you totally mislead somebody.
It's me. Like, I read that. Like, or I mean, I just ate that meal, and it is like you can see the empty plate behind me, but then it's a picture of me showing you that meal by exposing my stomach and legs
and your underwear.
And my underwear, hopefully.
The meal is in my stomach, and that's what I'm showing you. Why don't you get it?
I'm showing you that, but it's out of context, so I'm sorry, but.
Did you get that? The girl created a trumping beauty tutorial to make your face great again.
Oh, yeah, she did, and she nailed it.
She's so awesome. And she's her.
It's exactly right. It's got the light around the eyes and mouth.
Yeah.
It's like he got a spray tan, but then he saw himself in the mirror and he was so overtaken with flattery that he just started making out with a mirror. And it just rubbed off around his mouth, and I don't know why his eyes are. What happened there? He was crying, I guess. Yeah. His mascara ran.
You should never
ran.
Cry after a spray tan. Everybody yeah. knows that.
Yeah, Trump's makeup is going to be running for president.
Oh, yay!
Ba-da.
I like the joke.
Hey, that's a nice one. It's like a.
I don't hate these.
The joke. These jokes are like when you go to a baseball game. It's yeah. like pop flies and rogue baseball bats.
Yeah.
It's like every now and then a kid gets like a pop fly. He's like, oh, this is the best memory ever. This is great. This is why baseball exists.
Are you saying?
And then the rest of the time, like a bat will fly into the crowd and just wreck a woman's face.
Yeah, like, but like the rest of the time, it's still just baseball. That's
just boring and shitty. Yeah,
that's our simcast.
Just watching guys eat and get fat and do drugs on the field. And then every now and then a bat takes out someone's face.
Yay, it's better.
It's baseball.
No, it's and baseball.
The food is shitty and shaped like dicks. It will fuck you up.
It's beer, so you don't realize.
It will fuck your digestive tract is what it'll do.
Did you hear me? I said baseball.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yay!
Ba-dump.
Treat well, it's just...
Well, it's too bad we don't have any way of listening back to this in the future.
Ugh, man, and only.
Discovering that, but, you know, no one will ever know, sadly. That's just
someone
the tragedy
of life.
Someone
very smart one day can invent that technology, but we're not there yet. It'll probably come with the flying cars.
When someone comes along and is able to cryogenically unfreeze these jokes without them dying.
Why are they so cold?
Yeah, they're so cold. So unstable.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then a baseball bat just flies through and shatters the frozen jokes.
No!
It's meta.
Should have stayed there. They're so bad.
This is terrible. This isn't funny.
Oh,
Wesley
no.
Snipes shattering into 1,000 pieces. And then re-conjigerating as the Terminator. It's a racist term.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, bringing it back.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, of course, quite so. Ow. Oh, so how many jobs are you working? It's still just pizza smut?
Yeah, Hominos. Hominy.
Yeah. But you're not doing the downtown one anymore?
No, I haven't been doing that for months, literally. Yeah, it's literally been months.
Oh.
You could have asked me that 10 or so Sibcasts ago, and it would have been relevant, but at this point, it's weird to ask about that.
I know.
I'm sure everybody else already picked up on that fact, too.
I should pay closer attention
to the subtext of what I'm not talking about. Like, you should all just pick up what's happening in my life based off the nonsense that I talk about here. I don't know why more people don't get me. No, I haven't worked there for a while.
I know, I forgot that. Well, I guess I thought that you still kind of every once in a while, but you tapered off and then you dropped your pants and got fired or something.
Yeah, I was posing for, like, I had just eaten my lunch and I was just taking a picture for Facebook of my lunch, you know, in the way that I do. And for some reason, I got fired for having my shirt off and my pants
down.
And yeah, I mean, that was a day where I wasn't wearing underwear, so I mean, they got me there, but otherwise, it was normal, so
hey.
I don't, like.
That's
they just
how
don't
Jay-Z
know me.
Is.
Yeah, if you don't like it, Jasically, you can go elsewhere.
Do you want to look at my Jasicle?
Yeah. My Jasicles.
Jasicles.
I'm going to ride my Jasicle. I'm going to ride a Jasicle around the earth.
Write that down.
Yeah. All right, well.
All right.
To spectacular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
I feel done. Do you feel
good?
Done?
No, but this feels done.
I feel like I have to be done. No.
Yeah, I feel like it's imperative that this be done.
Yeah.
It's finished.
Mm-hmm. Finish him.
300, 200, 151.